It's 7 o'clock in the morning on, I think, the 2nd of March, 2018. And you're in Ireland with me, walking in the snow. It's been a while since I've done this. I'm making the first tracks. Well, I thought I was, but there's someone that's been out here before I walk in on this path. Hey, Anchor, probably never walked in the snow with me or any other Irishman before. But there are a few other voices, Larry McGuire and Paul O'Mahony, who could do the same thing, walk in the snow. There are indentations on the street where the manhole covers are. I see no footprints. Dogs or cats. What I actually see in front of me are footprints from people who walk up this hill. It's about an inch of snow. I actually didn't think this would happen. There's a small snowdrift in front of our house. I have to watch the curb. Probably safer to walk on the street, but if I do that and some car comes driving, I'll be smacked. You can't see the curbs. So the snow's as high as some curbs. And you can see where some cars have left their homes to go down the hill. I'm not sure they'll get back up. There is no snow removal where I am. If I walked the same pathway on any other Friday, there would be the sound of cars coming past me, left and right, up and down. And on most Saturdays or Sundays or Mondays or Tuesdays, you could see the lights of the city below. Now you can only see the street lights. I'm looking at a car coming past. It's a little Toyota. 4-year-old Toyota. He can't see the speed bump he's about to hit, so he just did it. Hit it. It actually is defined by a black line on white. I'm not sure there's anything photogenic I can take right now. Oh, I know. I could take a picture of my feet. Footprints in the snow. Share them on Instagram. Although my wife would tell me, nah, just enjoy the setting. Let's see, can I take a shot while recording on Anchor on an Android phone? And will the shot reveal my footprints? I'm not sure it will. Noise above me are jets, so they're up at 35,000 feet. That's the loudest thing you can hear now. On my roadway, the main small path, 2-lane street leading into my housing estate, there are only 2 sets of tracks going in and out of the estate. So it would appear that, although I know 2 people have left the estate because I could see the outgoing track from near the house where we live, and I watched a 1 car go by. So 1 car definitely came back in the estate. I'm just going to walk out to the casual road, laying down a path of footprints in the snow, watching birds fly around wondering where they're going to get their next meal, because there's nothing out here to peck. No bird seed, no breadcrumbs. But we've got day-old bread, and I think when I go home I'll feed the birds. The shoes I have good grips on the bottom. They're 3 years old. I bought them because they were Gore-Tex on the uppers. And although they won't leak through the leather, they do leak through the small gaps that have now developed in the stitching. If I was doing this when I was a kid, I'd have good wool socks on. And I actually have good wool socks back at the house, so if we take the kids out, which we will, I gotta remember 2 pairs of socks so that the socks wick up the moisture, because snow will come into your shoes and compressed. It's like walking on ice cubes. I'm almost at the main intersection, so I'm going to leave behind with you potentially the sound of me walking in the snow. And maybe, just maybe, we'll get the sound of a solitary car trying to go up the steepest hill in Clonmel County, Tipperary, Ireland. That's where I live. And that's where I'm talking to you. It's 7 in the morning on an otherwise sunny Friday in Tip. Bye for now.